As Sonoma Clean Power prepares to throw the switch and begin service to its first customers this spring, the new local energy provider is also looking ahead to fostering the development of additional renewable resources for that green electricity. Anticipating that discussion, which will be a topic at 3 public planning workshops over the next few weeks, the Climate Protection Campaign has prepared a white paper planning concept report on local energy resources development. Woody Hastings, the CPC's Renewable Energy Implementation Manager, was the lead author.
Sonoma Clean Power is developing its own strategic plan for developing local resources. This document that the Climate Protection Campaign produced is intended to feed into that discussion. It offers some of our best ideas.
The report cites the abundant opportunities to create and support local and decentralized electricity generation with solar, wind, biomass, small-scale hydro, and other sources.
If we can develop more of our own in-county or near-county resources, that reduces our need for and reliance on long-distance transmission, the big power lines that come in from out of county.
But Hastings spends more time addressing the deployment of energy to consumers.
When I say energy resources, I'm not just talking about solar panels and electricity generation, but energy efficiency, conservation, some of the financing tools that are available and emerging that enable us to deploy both efficiency and renewable projects and programs.
One of these is using computerized intelligence to increase efficiency in power distribution.
You've got a marriage of some new electricity generation technologies, primarily solar, but there's also wind and some other forms of distributed energy generation linked to advanced communications technologies that forms an internet of energy where energy can be shared laterally, allowing for the places where energy is needed to receive it from places where there's a surplus.
A bit farther into the future, Hastings sees potential for additional consumer distributed energy moving on and off the grid through storage in the batteries of electric cars.
You've got the emergence of practical and affordable electric vehicles, and you've got a local electricity service provider. If you can integrate those two, where the folks with the EVs can plug into cleaner power, we can begin to look at a significant way to reduce that 60% of greenhouse gases in Sonoma County coming from the transportation sector.
That could mean increased use of electricity, but substantial reductions in greenhouse gas emissions, which, Hastings points out, was one of the initial goals driving the creation of Sonoma Clean Power all along. Moreover, he notes, because it is local and public, Sonoma Clean Power is also making the local energy conversation more democratic.
When you've got a local entity where there is first and foremost a choice that can be made by people, whether they want to go with the existing utility or with the new local provider. And further, because it's a local entity and easier to access and all of the meetings of Sonoma Clean Power are public, folks have far more of an opportunity to weigh in. We talk about distributed energy. Well, it's also about distributed financing and distributed economics and greater opportunity for folks to participate.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.